Title, Igraine Begs. Author, Jelazah Kazone. Read by Jelazah Kazone. Fandom, Merlin. First, I have to give massive thanks to KleinFay92 for trying to work through this with two voices for me. We couldn't figure out how to do it, so you just get me. I have come to you, Nimue. I know why you've come, Your Highness, but there will be price to pay. That price is the king's life. No, I love Uther with all my being. I refuse to sacrifice his life for a child that may not even survive. I did not come here to gain a son and lose a husband. Even so, that is the price. One cannot negotiate with magic. Surely there is another way. You say you love Uther completely? Yes, he does not know I am here. This is my burden, not his. Uther tries to shield me from the talk, but I know the people are concerned with the lack of an heir. Perhaps we could find another way, but the price will be steep. It is always high when a life is part of the equation. I will not sacrifice Uther. He is everything to me in Camelot. He is a good king and has failed his people in only one way, a son. Very well, then. You can pay with your life. I will do it. You would sacrifice your life for a man? You will never see your son. If this is truly the only way, yes. But Uther must never know that I willingly gave my life for our son. You have sworn to serve as Camelot's court sorceress. You will grant my wish. How noble of you, since you will not be persuaded otherwise. I will give you what you desire. You will provide Uther with a son, and when his heir is born, your life will be taken in the balance. Thank you. You cannot know how much this means to me. You cannot possibly know the true consequences of your decision. Nevertheless, I cannot see another path. We yearn for a son. This is the only way, and I will gladly give my life to fulfill our dream. Lie down. I will bind the threads to your womb that will bring your son into the world.